Good morning. Glad to see you out. We're down a little bit this morning, and hopefully more will be coming in soon. We've had trade jobs around, so you got me as a substitute song leader this morning. Tom will be preaching, and there'll be different people than what we had on the schedule. We've had to change a lot of things around, but we're glad that you're here, and we'll do the best we can with that. And looking forward to Tom's lesson. Turn to page, or song rather, 4. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Please stand at this time.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today on this beautiful day to be able to come before you, study your word, and sing these songs unto you. God, we ask you to be with us and be with Tom as he gives us our lesson from your word, that we come with an open mind and able to learn and grow as Christians. God, we ask you to be with those unable to be with us here today, including Brother Dave. Please be with Dave during his recovery, during this challenging time for him. God, we also ask you to be with the nation, that we are able to spiritually heal in this nation. We pray for the Trump family and the attacks on the Trump family. Violence is never the answer. Please help us to heal as a country and to meet that with peace and love. All these things we ask you is in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Today's scripture reading is Psalms 149, verse 1. And in the Pew Bible, that is on page 928, if you want to follow along, 928. Praise thee, Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and praise his and his praise in the congregation of saints. Jim.
There's something about that name. 100. And if you want to mark the invitation song we'll be singing in a few minutes, would be 588. 588 for the invitation song. Nothing but the blood. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. I thank Tyler for mentioning that in his prayer about our nation this morning, and that's something to remember in this song. Kings and kingdoms will pass away, but the Lord's going to rule forever.
thanks, Jim, for taking time to song lead. I know he hadn't felt real good, but it's a blessing to have someone to step in. I want to welcome everyone this morning to Church of Christ, New Lex. Our visitors, we're welcome. You're welcome anytime. Good to see Rick and Cindy here, and all others. This morning, I'd like to just talk a little bit. Won't be long. I want to go over a few scriptures. If you will, turn your Bibles. We won't go, turn them all, I know, because I got a lot of them to go to. But if you will, turn your song books to number 17. We're not going to sing this song, but I want to go over it a little bit. 17. Talking about praising God this morning, and we're here to praise God, but the truth is we don't have to be here to praise God. We need to praise God every day. At home, we need to praise Him, prayer, even sing to Him, talk to Him, give Him praise. Let's go over this song. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to the Bible. And I believe the ones that wrote this song, if you remember this song here, they got it out of the scriptures. Number 17, verse 1. Hallelujah, praise Jesus, Jehovah, it says. From the heavens, praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All His angels, praise, proclaim. All His hosts together, praise Him. Sun and moon and stars on high, praise Him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye floods above the heavens, above the sky. Let them praise, give Jehovah, for His name alone is high, and His glory is exalted. Go back to verse 2. Let them praise, give Jehovah. They were made at His command. Them forever He established. His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, O praise Jehovah. All ye floods, ye dragons all, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy winds that hear Him call. Let them praise, give Jehovah, for His name alone is high. Verse 3 over here. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things, beasts and cattle, birds that in the heaven fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princesses great, earth judges all. Praise His name, young men and maidens, all ye floods, or aged men and children small, let them praise, give Jehovah. If you will, turn your Bibles to Psalms 148. Psalms 148. Remember what that song said. Psalms 148. I'm going to read this chapter, it's only 14 verses, and then we'll get in our lesson. This goes along with this song, I believe. Praise ye the Lord, verse 1, Psalms 148. Praise Him in the Him all His angels. Praise Him all ye hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him all ye stars of light. Praise ye Him, heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Verse 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not be passed. Verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Verse 10, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and all flying fowl. Kings of the earth, all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, or the power of his people, the praise of all his saints, that's us, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Then that scriptures go for that song.
What does the Bible say about praising God?
The word praise is used 268 times in the Bible. So it said. 268 times been said. I want to just go over a few of them, people that praise God. In Genesis 29:35, Leah, if you remember Leah, she rejoiced at the birth of a son. She said, now will I praise the Lord. You remember Zacharias and Elizabeth in the New Testament was old. She was barren, couldn't have kids. An angel came to her and said, or Zachariah, your prayers is heard, Zachariah. You will have a child, your wife. How can this be? He said, My wife's old and I'm old. And because of that, the angel said, you'll be dumb. You won't be able to speak for the whole 9 months that she carries the baby because you didn't believe what I said or you question it. And after Elizabeth delivered the child, they called him John. That's where John the Baptist comes in. Zechariah's tongue was loosed. He could speak then after the 9 months. And what did he do? What did he do? Verse 64 says he praised God. If you want to follow along in your Bible, you're very welcome. I'm going to be going kind of fast. Psalms 107, verse 8, it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And right after that, it says in verse 15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And verse 30, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Don't we need to praise our Lord? And then we get to Jesus when he was born. The angels praised his birth, and the shepherds praised God, Luke 2:13 through 20. You remember in Luke 18, verse 43, the blind man was healed and received his sight. He and all the people praised God. Luke 18, 43, they praised God. Remember when Jesus was taken up into heaven in Luke 24? His disciples were continually in the temple praising God. You know, this world, this earth right now doesn't, they don't praise God, do they? We don't praise God enough. This world's crazy. And the ones that do praise God, the Christians and the church, we thank God for it. It still exists. The early church praised God and had favor with all the people in Acts 2:47. When the Lord added the church, they praised God. We as Christians should meditate on things worthy of praise. Philippians 4:8. Our very purpose in life is to proclaim the praises of God. That's our whole being, is praise God. That's what the Bible says of praising God.
When should we praise God? I just went over a little bit. Is that just now? God deserved to be praised every day. And when we're here, we need to praise Him with all of our heart, not our minds on what we're going to do afternoon. God knows what we're thinking. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. God knows our hearts. He knows our minds. And God deserved to be praised every day too at home. The Levites praised Him twice a day in Chronicles 23:30, in the morning and in the evening. We're going to beat that yet. Psalms 119 verse 164 says, another praised Him seven times a day. Let's go on. What does Psalms 113:3 say? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, the Lord's name is to be praised. That don't mean we have to sit and just say praise God all day long. He don't mean that. But His name should be praised regularly in sincerity. Another one here, Psalm 71:14 says, but I will hope continually and will yet praise the Lord more and more. Remember what Paul and Silas did when they was in jail? In Acts 16, they were beaten. Midnight, they praised God in songs. It's hard for us sometimes to get here to sing God and we haven't been beaten. Something to think about. God deserves, in Acts 27, verse 7, be praised on the Lord's day in the public worship. In Hebrews chapter 2, 12, it says, for both he that sanctifieth and they, that's the church, who are sanctified, all are one, that's the church, for this cause he is not ashamed to be call them brethren. Jesus is not ashamed of us. Are we ashamed of Him? It even says, verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 2, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. I think that's Jesus, meaning the God. In the midst of the church, well, I sang praise unto thee, God. That's God, talking to God. When we are assembled here, Jesus is right here with us spiritually. And He knows what we're doing. He knows what we're thinking. He knows if the truth's being taught. He's here for a scriptural church. And it's something we don't take lightly. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus promises this, to be present in every assembly. That's scriptural. That's what Zare says. He put the word scriptural on there. If we're doing scriptural things and going by the Bible and preaching the truth, make sure it's being taught, Christ is here. And He'll be joining in with the praises. It's a good thought to have. Our Lord's with us if we're doing what He wants. Let's remember to praise God regularly. Okay, we said we should praise God. The Bible says we're praise Him. Now, one more here. Why should we praise God? Why? We should praise God for who He is. He's our God, creator of all things. A song in our song book, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, the writer writes, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like the glorious in thee and glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? We praise God for his power, for what he has done. He has made us. Psalms 139, verse 14 says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You take the human body that God's created, just look at what he's done. He's the designer. He's the great designer. Promises us a home in heaven forever. Don't he deserve praise? But there are questions about if we are faithful servants. The Bible teaches us there's a book of life. Our name's written there. I don't know if God's got a book of every name like that, or he writes it down, or it's in his memory. Or what? But our name is either there or it's not. But to get your name, our name in there, we have to do it today. Not next week, next year. Today's the day of salvation. We all know that we need to believe God and repent of our sins, confess him that he is God's Son, and be buried in water in baptism. That's what the Bible teaches. Not what I say, it's not what Jim says, but we know the Bible teaches that. There's no only one way. Not to condemn the world and religion, because Jesus came not to condemn, but he came to save. He came to save. Like go a little bit to Revelations. If you turn your Bibles to Revelations chapter 21. We know heaven's going to be a beautiful place. I don't know what it looks like, but according to John, it's beautiful. And he's put some things in there. I had this for actually another lesson, but I got time a little bit. Maybe I'll go over a little bit of this. But before we get into our names, it's got to be written there. Look up in verse 14 and 15 of chapter 20. 14, 15, Revelation chapter 20. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was what? Cast into the lake of fire. That's true, brethren. We don't always want to think of that, but if we don't have to worry about that, if we're right with God and are faithful and doing his work, not taking advantage of him. Now let's look what John says a little bit, and then our lesson will be yours. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth, verse 1 of chapter 21. And the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John was on the in Patmos Island, and he saw these things. Holy city, it says, in the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. I'm just going through these verses quickly. And he heard a voice, a great voice. He didn't think he heard it. He heard it, it says, out of heaven.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. There's another thing we should praise God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, sorrow, neither shall there be any more pain. It says he'll wipe away all tears. We know there's no tears in heaven. What's it saying there? They'll all be gone before you get there. No tears. No more dying. A lot of people have pain. There won't be no more. They're passed away. Verse 5 is very important, church. He says, and he, that's God, that sat up on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. What did he tell him to write? These words, because they are true and faithful. Look at verse 7. He that overcomes this earth, the worldly ways, stays faithful, shall inherit all things. Everything God has for us, we're going to get if we have our name written in the book of life. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's a wonderful place, isn't it? Verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving, murderers and all those things, I won't read it all, will have their part in the lake of fire. There's only two places, heaven and hell, we know that. I sure want to go to heaven. I hope everyone here does. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city. Heaven is a city, church. The holy Jerusalem descending down out of heaven from God. I'd just like to read a few verses that John says what heaven's like. Remember, John saw these things and had a wall, verse 12, or verse 11. Having the glory of God and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clearer as crystal. And had a great wall high and had 12 gates. And the gates, 12 angels, names written thereon, and are the names of 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, and on the north, on the south, and on the west. Now, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and the 12 apostles' names written there. And he, verse 15, had talked with me, had a golden reed to measure the city. And here's something about how big this city is. The city is 4 square length, as large as the hot breath, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlows. And the length and the breadth and the height are all equal, like a cube. It's high, it's long. And there I looked up, and it's like, according to the man's length, 1,500 miles long. Where that's exact true, I don't know about that, but it's just giving us a picture. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. Now we're going to get in what some of the things heaven has. We know it's a book of symbols, and we know it's spiritual, but I think God wanted John to describe heaven as much as we can see it here on earth, and it's close to these things. And the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. So it's going to be like gold or something like gold, and it's going to even be more lovelier than gold, I believe. Clear as glass. Foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones.
The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. I won't be able to pronounce some of these. The fourth, emerald. The fifth, sardones. The sixth, sardis. Seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprasus. The 11th, ajacinth. The 12th, amethyst. Never heard of some of them stones. Can you imagine? These is what heaven is like, or even better. It's as close as this earth that we can get. I believe John's trying to describe this. And the 12 gates, here's what's a good one. It had 12 gates. What's it say? They were 12 pearls. Can you imagine? Every several gate was of one pearl. One pearl. I looked this up, and Sarah said that if you find one pearl, you know how big they are. Not very big. And they're worth thousands of dollars, a little pearl, like $200,000 or something. I'd have to look it up again. But can you imagine a gate, 12 pearls? Hundreds and aiming thousands of miles, and the one pearl, and this had 12 pearls. Can you imagine how wonderful and beautiful that is? And the street of the city was pure gold. It has to be something like gold in my figures. As it were, what? Transparent glass. And I saw no temple, for the Lord Almighty, the God, are the temple of it. Verse 23, the city had no need of sun, moon, to shine, for the glory of God lightened it. Don't need no lights in heaven, because God's so light, beautiful, light and bright, that don't need no lights. Don't need to worry about shutting the gates at night. Won't be no thieves. Says verse 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut by the day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor and nations into it. Now, let's look. Verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There it is, Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name there? It's mine. John said in 1 John 5:13, says we can know we have eternal life if we're living faithful to our God, been baptized into Christ, working and laboring, praising Him daily, making a difference among people. Let's don't be ashamed of God. The early church, they taught what the New Testament church was, that they believed and were baptized into Christ. We all know that, living faithfully. If you're here this morning, you've never obeyed the gospel, this is a good time. As I said earlier, you got to believe in God, you got to confess Him, Jesus. Be baptized into Christ, underwater, and then come up out and live the Christian life. Be zealous of His work. Don't take God in lightly, because He means what He says. So if you're here this morning, or you need to come back to God, you haven't been doing right, being faithful to Him, and you know you can come back, but don't wait too long, because we never know what tomorrow holds. I'm not trying to scare people, but on the day of judgment, I don't want someone to say, "That elder didn't tell me." So if you're here, please come forward. Well, Jim leads us in the song. Jim?
Nothing But the Blood, 588. Turn to Psalm 189, Jesus Calls Us, to prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. Pay close attention to the words we sing here.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives.
We come and we surround this table and remember what Christ did for us up on the cross. Just like what we've been studying in our Bible class, we've been studying about the trials that Jesus went through and all the stuff that he went before he went to the cross. And we studied some of that this morning in our Bible class. How he was abused. You know, he was spit upon. Of course, he was taken to the cross. And eventually he was crucified. But we also, too, learn that Jesus did that for us. And we see that in the scriptures. Where, you know, he was taken up on the cross. But he knew that he didn't want to do it. But he also, too, knew that he had to, because his father was telling him to do that. And God had, you know, he only had one son, and that was Christ. So you think what God went through and what Christ went through. And now they have where we know up on the first day of the week, we come and we surround this table to remember what Christ did for us. And the emblems that we have where it shows the bread. And that represents his body. And of course, then we have the fruit of the vine that represents the blood that he shed upon the cross for all of us. I like to turn to Matthew and start with there in chapter 20, Matthew 26, and start with verse 26 and read through 29. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink hereforth of this fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." You know, we read in the scriptures here that, you know, what was put, and Jesus explains what the bread is and what the fruit of the vine is. And he's telling us that we need to do that. And of course, we can read in Acts, there in chapters, you know, there in Acts, it tells us where to do this upon the first day of the week. And remember, and do this, we have to do this every week. Just not once. Like some does it only once a year. But we know by the scriptures that we're to do this every Sunday, every week, every first day of the week. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for the bread. Our Father in heaven, we like to thank you and thank you for letting us be able to surround this table and remember what Christ did for us upon the cross. Bless this bread for the intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to God again and give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Our Father in heaven, we'd like to continue our thanks to be able to surround this table. And we know that Christ went to the cross for all of us. And he's told us what we're to do upon the first day of the week. Bless us fruit of the vine for its intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Separate and apart from the partaking of the Lord's Supper is the offering. The offering actually goes toward the work of the church. Well, we've been prospering. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we continue our thanks of being able to surround this table and know what we went through with taking the emblems and representing you and know what you want. And also, we know that we're to give back what we've been prospered for the work of the church. As we're, you know, it's been told that we're to do that upon the first day of the week also. Be with us as we give back what we've been prospered. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Mark. Like I said earlier, we're all doing different things today and had to switch things around. Thank Tom for the lesson, the effort he put in that. It was well done. Thank him. I think the first thing I wanted to announce this morning, this is something I wanted to try. Maybe we'll do this next year. I don't know for sure, but I wanted you to test it out. To see how it works. This is a publication called House to House, Heart to Heart. It's published by a group, I think, in Tennessee, and it's from the Church of Christ, and they're all Church of Christ writers. The articles have to do with the Bible, something to do with the Bible, every one of them. They're good articles. Most of them you can read within 1 or 2 minutes, but they have a point, a biblical point. And I'd like for you to take one home for each household and then take an extra one, and Tyler's passing them out right now. Thank you, Tyler. And see if you find someone that's interested in reading this. And I've already got about 3 months worth. They come in once a month. I've been sick and didn't get to put our address on there so they'd know that we are promoting these. Next year, possibly, we may send these out at least one time to 1,000 different households, and trying to encourage them to look towards the Bible to, as Tom preached this morning, to praise God. We want to be a church that follows the Bible as the New Testament leads us. It's an inspired word, and we believe that solely. And I know the three elders are committed to that. So keep that in mind. I'll probably be doing this maybe again next week or so until we get caught up on that. We'll do it for a few months. These originally, I think when these are overruns from another church that was going to pay for these, and there were extras, so they do sell them for about 50 cents a piece. And from what they're telling me, since we're just examining these heart to heart, house to house, I don't think they're going to charge us even for them, from what I got from an email. So take a look at them, see what you think, and maybe we can send those out to 1,000 households next year if we decide to do that. Right now, the price on that's around $400, I think, to do that one time. And there's some other benefits to that that we can work on in trying to reach people with the Word of God. I see Susie here, and we want to tell Susie that we're praying for her and for the Maxwell family. Susie lost her brother last week, Mark Maxwell. So keep Susie and the Maxwell family in your prayers. Jenny Kennedy is shut in, and I know Jenny would love to be here today, not able to, so keep Jenny in your prayers as well. Jeff Ward, we found out recently about him, that having some very serious medical problems, so keep the Ward family and Jeff in your prayers as well. I see Holly's here. I was going to announce that Holly was at the ER or doctors this morning.
Yeah.
So glad to see her, and hope things heal up quickly if she's having problems there. Was there a bulletin this morning? I forgot to get a hold of one of it. There is. So get a bulletin this morning. There's so many people in there right now that are suffering, so try to keep them all in your prayers. And the surprise this week, the surprise we didn't want to have, Dave having that accident on a four-wheeler. And we got some great news on that. A couple people have got texts now, and Dave's going to get to come home today, so that's wonderful. And he was hurt pretty bad in that. He had some bleeding, and they had to do an MRI and see if the bleeding did stop in his head, his brain. So that's worked out well for him, and hopefully he heals up quickly. So our prayers go for Dave today as well. Remember him. I'm sure I'm forgetting some things, but that's most of the announcements this time. Do get a bulletin and remember those people in your prayers. Any updates or anything that anyone has this time? And we're glad to have our visitors this morning. We're down a little bit, and we know a lot of people that are sick today.
Heather has her shoulder operation tomorrow.
Okay, so that's Holly's sister, Heather. We'll have a shoulder operation. Right, that's something I wanted to mention, Tom, that I forgot. Ernie and Brenda are traveling to New York, so keep them in your prayers as well. That's to their daughter's family. Heidi, anything else? Yeah. It's good to see you here. Stay well today. Let's go to God in prayer. Please stand if you're able. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this day, the blessings that You've given us each day, so thankful. The blessing of life, Father. Pray that we might go out this day from this place and realizing the great love that You have for us. Watch over those that are sick and suffering, and help us to be mindful that we might be able to do something that would help them in some way. We pray for Thy guidance each day of our lives, and we look forward to the things we've heard about heaven. We might always do those things well-pleasing in Your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.